Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Samaya. How can I help you?
Hi, Samaya. Who are you? What's your company name?
Yes, sir. So I actually work for a third-party contact center where we do service a wide range of merchants and online merchants. If you'll provide me with your first and last name, I am able to take a look and see if you have an account with one of our merchants.
Okay, Frederick W. Ford Jr.
Okay. Mr. Ford, for security purposes, please verify your address for me.
902 Queensferry Road, Cary, North Carolina, 27511.
Okay, bear with me just a moment. Okay. So I do see here that you had the Bites Hub Nutrition app, which is an app that focuses on how to use real foods to boost your energy, as well as cut sugar and carb cravings, providing you with meal plans and recipe guides to help you eat better, feel better, and do better. This monthly subscription does have a subscription charge of $49.89, basically being about $1.33 today. And I do see here that you entered a contest to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner as a part of that contest entry. If not declined at the point of sale, then you are automatically enrolled into that account.
I got snookered.
No, oh no. So do you recall confirming that you are 18 years and older, as well as agreeing to the terms and conditions, in order to receive that product by mail?
What was I supposed to get? The only thing I know is a flashlight. I didn't
Okay,
see.
so it's showing that it looks like a vacuum cleaner. Let me look again. Yeah, it's on that you enter the contest to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner. Now, I'm showing here that you already done a dispute with your bank on the account.
Yes.
So, unfortunately, going forward, you do actually have to consult with your bank about any charges on the account going forward.
I've already done that, and they referred me back to you.
Okay, so they must were able to show that the merchant was able to prove that the account was a valid account, based upon your information. Now, unfortunately, because the dispute has been created on the account, there's nothing else that we can do to the account or for the account because it's blacklisted through the bank.
Bank. Well, I don't know how they got my credit card. Boy, I'm falling for these things that come in and looks like too good to be true. Then don't do it. I did it, I guess. The flashlight looks so attractive.
Now, again, this is showing that you entered to win an iPad. Now, of course, I always, because not it's not necessary that it's too good to be true, but I always just recommend that anytime you're doing anything online, they're saying free, half off, or trial, or anything like that, make sure that you read those terms and conditions thoroughly, just so that you'll know what your next steps should be, or if you're even in agreement with that company's policies.
So my $6.99 flashlight's going to cost me $45.
Now, again, it's not for a flashlight. It's showing that you enter the contest to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Well, listen, I don't want to think about a vacuum cleaner. I don't need a Viking. I don't need that. If I did, I don't know how I did it. Because I got this thing back from them, said, thank you for ordering. Your ordering is in process, is processing. And then they're sending me a flashlight, price of $6.99. So I'm going to pay $6.99 for that's what I intended to pay $69.99 for the flashlight. But now it's going into some charge And I have three of them like this, not just this one. So I'm being scammed, as far as I'm concerned.
Now, it sounds like you enter some kind of subscription that's bundled with other merchants. Now, unfortunately, because we are third party, I'm only able to actually see what our company has done. I'm not even able to see the other charges or, you know, companies, because, of course, they're not a part of our frontier.
Well, what do you do with that, the company that charged me for something I didn't order?
Okay. You said, what do we do if a company charged you for something that you didn't order?
Yeah.
Now, it just depends on the circumstances and, of course, what was actually ordered, or, you know, there's so many factors on what could be done. Because a lot of times I do know that with some products, like, say, for example, if you did like a skincare product, and the skincare product comes with, like, you did a cream and it comes with like an eye serum or something like that, it gives you a chance to decline it. So, of course, if you don't decline it, it will add it to your account. And then in turn, you will have to.
I think I've already paid this and took it off my credit card. But I don't think I got any more coming. He's telling me I got to just take these losses because there's nothing to be done. So much for credit cards. Oh, brother. Okay. I don't know what to do at this point. I think I'm in a blind end, and I can't get to the company.
Right.
Talk with them. Is there any way I can get to the company that generated this bill? When it says the top stable life dot, I don't want to say dot, there's no dot there. Top stable life.
Okay, now I'm not certain what that would be. I just know that with the Bites Hub, you were charged a $49.89.
Well, I know that on my charge thing, but I don't know who the company charging it is.
Bites Hub. You
say
you don't know who's charging the $49.89?
Yeah, right.
Yes, sir. That was Bites Hub.
Who?
Bites Hub. It's the nutrition app.
Bites?
B-I-T-E-S?
B-I-T-E-S. Serve?
Hub. H-U-B. Yes, sir.
Be more careful in the future. I don't have that much longer. I'm 85. Maybe that's the problem. Okay. I don't know, just let it ride and hope it doesn't happen again, or chase it some more. I mean,
no, it's canceled, so you wouldn't get charged from our company again, because when you did the dispute, the account did cancel out. So you wouldn't get charged from us again.
But who's us? You got to.
Bites Hub, correct.
All right, all three of them, you've got all three of them canceled? Just this one.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you have is one? It's also in the letter. This is a strange letter. Did you write this letter? I mean, your company? It says it's from CityCard. You're not CityCard, though, are you?
Mm-mm.
No. From CityCard. Their letter seems strange, real strange. Talks almost like I'm going to jail for that. Questioning them. Says, this is a strange, I won't read it to you. You got better things to do. I don't think you can do anymore. It's, I'll work on it or forget about it.
I
hope I don't get stuck again.
You definitely shouldn't. Okay, well, it was definitely my pleasure to assist you today, and I do want to thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
I will do that.
Thank you. Bye-bye.